Love.
Hello, my name is Karen Lopez, and I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. Can you tell me, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Okay, thank you so much. And can you tell me, I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of voting in the November election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices in November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Or don't you think you will vote?
No, definitely I will.
Okay, thank you. And thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote most of the time, only vote for some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Sometimes.
Okay. And generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Well, I'm not sure.
Okay. Of what you know, you don't think if it's going in the right or in the wrong direction?
Thing is not going on the right.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I would like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Also, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Gavin Newsom. Okay, the options. Yes, the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, and very unfavorable.
Favorable, somewhat favorable.
Okay. Then we have Kamala Harris.
No.
And is that somewhat or very?
Very.
Okay. Then we have Kim Salas.
I never heard about it.
Okay. Then we have Leticia Perez.
I never heard about her, anything.
Okay. And the last one is... Okay. And the last one is Donald Trump.
Oh, definitely.
Okay. And is that very favorable?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Fair.
Okay. And overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone else new should be given a chance?
Someone new.
Okay. And if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote, Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez or Kim Salas?
I don't know, Kim Salas, I think.
Okay. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Some.
Okay. And can you please tell me which one of the issues is most important to you in deciding or voting for your county supervisor? The choices are housing costs, jobs and the economy, climate change, homelessness, crime, roads and traffic, or county taxes?
Crime.
Okay, thank you so much. Now, let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas. For each one, please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first one is, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up.